Today's daf is Chulin daf Chof Ches, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis, Omer Rav Yehuda, Mishom Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Eliezer Yeshaya ben Bracha. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Jamila Bas Simbel. So, yesterday we began the second parak of Masachus Chulin. It's called Perek HaShoichet. It deals very much with ideas related to Shechita. Specifically, it's a daf that requires an asterisk from the standpoint that it's very informative and foundational as it relates to the Makar, the source, to what exactly Shechita is. Shechita has to be Min HaTzavar. Shechita involves many halachos that govern it. And what we saw in the course of the daf was 5 potential makoros in the Torah to exactly what the definition of shechita is. Additionally, at the latter part of the daf, the Gemara talked a little bit about what's the makar to shechitas ha'oif. In other words, all 5 makoros that the Gemara brought for shechita involved a behema. The question is, there's a mitzvah of shechita as it relates to an oif as well. Shechitas behema is 2 simanim, shechitas oif is only 1 simon, but what is the makar to shechitas oif? And the Gemara brought a braisa. It says, zois teiras ha-behema v'ha-oif, we're being makish behema to oif. What's the purpose of this hekish? Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, "Ma behema b'shchita, af oif b'shchita." So, in the latter part of the daf, we shifted our focus from shchitas behema to shchitas oif. The Gemara now is going to very much pick up on that note. In fact, the entire daf, Metchila Vatzoif, is going to discuss different halachas related to Shechita Soif. The very first part of the daf, the source to Shechita Soif min HaTorah. And by the way, is there even a source to Shechita Soif min HaTorah? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishum Reb Yitzchok ben Pinchas. Ein Shechita La'if min HaTorah. There is no obligation midday raisa to shechtenoif. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the parsha of Kisui Adam. So Kisui Adam is the name of a perek in Maseches Chulin. The halachas of Kisui Adam very much intersect with the halachas of shechita. The Torah says that in the event that somebody shechts a chaya or an oif, if the dam is going to spill on the ground, v'chiso ba'ofer. There's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa to go and to cover the dam. Interestingly, it's not a mitzvah that one has to do with the dam of a behema. It's only negeya with the chaya of a knife. But either way, the pasuk says, in the context of kisui hadam, the ish asher yosid tzeit chaya, oy oif asher yochel, v'shofach es damoy, v'chiso ba'afar. You know what it sounds like? B'shvicha ba'al masaki. It sounds like you don't have to shecht the oif. As long as it's v'shofach, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Shouldn't the lashon of the pasuk have been v'shachat? Said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. You see, from here, ain't shechita loif min ha-toyra. But the Gemara says, "Ihachi oy bazoi." If v'shachach is a diak, and this is the makar that ain't shechita loif min ha-toyra chaya nami, then there should be no shechita when it comes to a chaya either. The same pasuk that says v'shachach regarding the oif says v'shachach regarding the chaya. But the Gemara says you can't say that. You know why? Because iskish lipsuli hamikdashim. So we'll see more about this in the course of the daf. But we have a hekish between a chaya and a behema that's psuli hamikdashim. A behema that's psuli hamikdashim means a behema that's kachim, that has a mum, so that now if you wanted to be poided, you could be poided. And the pasuk says regarding such a behema that you're allowed to eat it in the same way you eat the tzvi and the ayah. Meaning, kachim has a lot of halachas that limit the way you're allowed to eat it. But that's only true if it's not psuli hamikdashim. The Torah says, in the event that it has a mum, so then you could eat it the same way you eat the tzvi and the ayah. But we learn from the comparison of the psuli hamikdashim to the Tzvi and the Ayil, that just like Psuli HaMikdashim requires Shechita, why does it require Shechita? Because it's a Behema. Behema always requires Shechita. So too, the Tzvi and the Ayil also require Shechita. So the Gemara says, you want to know why we're not going to darshan v'shafach to teach me b'shvicha ba'al masagi when it comes to a chaya, the same way we darshan it when it comes to a knife? It's because when it comes to a chaya, we already have a positive source that says it requires Shechita. It's the fact that it's Iskir Shel Psuli HaMikdashim. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Oif Nami, Iskir Shel Behema. Don't we have a hekish between the Oif and the Behema? The Braisa that we started the daf with, that we saw on the top of the Yomid. And if a Behema requires Shechita, that should mean that an Oif requires Shechita as well. The Gemara says, true, but Aksiv Shafach Hazami, which I do. I understand I have a hekish between the Behema and the Oif, but don't I also have the Mirt of a Shafach Hazami, and that overrides the hekish? But the Gemara says, if that's the case, then why don't you say V'Shafach Hazami to override the hekish between the Chaya and Psulei HaMikdashim? You're going to tell me because there's a hekish? Maman of Shach. In other words, my Chaz Shadi Leia. How do you know to say that v'shafach hazdamai is coming to be mima'et that shvicha ba'al masagi when it comes to an oif, despite the fact that you have a hekish zois teres abehema v'oif? Maybe say that v'shafach hazdamai is coming to be mima'et chaya, despite the fact that you have the hekish between the chaya and the psuli hamikdashim. So the Gemara says, I'm going to tell you why. Mistabra mishum the salik minei. It's more mistabra that v'shafach hazdamai is referring to the oif than it is referring to the chaya, and the reason is because if you look in the pasuk says v'shafach hazdamai right next to the mention of the oif. Asher yotzed tzeit chaya oy oif asher yeyachel v'shafach. Now v'shafach in Pshutei Shel Mikra is referring to the chaya and the oif that I mentioned prior to it, but it says it immediately after the oif, and meaning it says immediately after the oif, it's more mistaber to say that v'shafach is referring to the oif. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yisrael ben Pinchas said ain't shechita l'oif min ha-tayr. You know how I know that? Because it says v'shafach in the parish of Kisei Adam, and v'shafach teaches me b'shvicha ba'al masagi. If the diuk is v'shafach that it says in the parish of Kisei Adam, the parish of Kisei Adam is not only true for a knife, it's true for a chay as well. So just like this is a makar that ain't shechita l'oif min ha-tayr, it shouldn't be a makar that ain't shechita l'chayim min ha-tayr, and we know that's not the case. The answer is that as it relates to chayah, there's a hekish that teaches me that for sure the shechita. It's iskish l'psulei hamikdashim. Doesn't this also have a hekish? Zois teres abehem avayif? Yeah, but you have a miyot. Okay, so how do you know to apply the miyot to oif, maybe apply it to chaya? They both have a hekish going up against the miyot. So my chosis, the answer is because it says v'shafach next to the oif, it's the proximity, it's two words closer to oif than it is to chaya, and it's for that reason we put it on the oif, we don't put it on the chaya. Simen nisnabel dama malika. This is a simen for three kashas that the Gemara is going to ask now on Rabbi Yitzchok ben Pinchas. Meisvei, the first kasha, hashoichet. If somebody shechts an animal that requires kisei adam, v'nisnabel b'yadoi, however the shechita wasn't a proper shechita, it ended up being an avela. Or hanoicheva me'aker, if somebody did nechira or he did ikur, so the halach is potter melechasos, you are potter, you're exempt, you don't have to do kisei adam. The only time you do kisei adam is in the event that you did a proper shechita. But to the extent it wasn't a proper shechita done, then there's no kisei adam. If you're going to tell me there's no such thing as shechita anyway when it comes to a knife, so nechirasos zui shechitasos libay kisei. How could it be a halach that the only time there's a mitzvah of kisei adam by an oif is if you did a shechita, if there's no mitzvah of shechita bechlal when it comes to a knife? Says the Gemara, great kasha, but mi savris ba'oif loy b'chaya. Who said that that Mishnah that says hashoichet v'nesnav l'b'yadoi or anoichet v'amakar patam elachasis is talking about the mitzvah of kisei adam by a knife? It's talking about the mitzvah of kisei adam by a chaya. A chaya for sure has a mitzvah of shechita, and that's where this halach is going to be negated. Toshma, another kasha from a brayse, hashoichet. If somebody shechts something, again, that requires kisei adam. V'tzarech l'dam. Now, the person over here needed the blood. So, because of the fact that he needs the blood, he has himself a little bit of a situation. On the one end, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. The problem is, he doesn't want to do the kisei adam. He wants to keep the blood for himself. So, what should he do? Chayav l'chasois. Ketzad hu oiseh, if you're trying to work around it, oi noicherei, oi oikrei, just don't do a real shechita. So if you don't do a real shechita, like we mentioned from the Mishnah a second ago, there won't be a mitzvah of kisei adam, and if there won't be a mitzvah of kisei adam, it's like this, you'll be able to keep the dam. Now, my love, oif, isn't this braisa probably talking about an oif? Why do we assume that? The Kabbalah led mainly Nika, because here, this person we know wants the dam. The dam of a noif was used sometimes, Rashi says, to protect against certain toilaz that grows in big day tzemer, a moth balaz. But the point is, that's what people sometimes used to use dam for. So probably it's a kisoy of dam ha'oif, because that's probably why the person would want the dam. And you see clearly that if you're noichroi or if you're ma'akroi, in that instance, it's not going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, lai, b'chayit ha'kabayi leilid me'la laka. There is sometimes a usage that people have for the blood of a chaya. They used it for certain dyes. Again, this braisa, like the previous Mishnah, could be is talking about chaya. If it's talking about chaya, chaya of course has a mitzvah shechita, and there of course there would be halacha that if you did a nichor or a nikor, it would not require kiseh dam. Toshma third kasha, malak besakin from the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim Perek Chatas Oif, a Mishnah that we know well. In the event that a kohen did malika with a chatas oif or with an oilas oif, and he did it with a sakin, that's not the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it with the tzipoyrin, but he did it with a knife. Matame bekodem beis abliya. So the halacha is that Loi Mibaya, it's not kosher in the world of Avoida, in the world of Kachin, but this oif is going to be Tomei Tumas Nevela, which means in oifis, it's Metame Begodim Abe Sabli. What's the Kashviyam? It ain't Shechita Loif Menatayra. If you're going to tell me there's no Shechita Loif Menatayra, nay, Nabdichitavale Shidro Mefarekis. Havale Trefa. I understand if this Koyan was Malach Besakin, so he rendered the oif a Trefa. Why did he render it a Trefa? Because when he did the Malika, he had to go through the Mefarekis, and that in and of itself is one of the Yud Chesim on a Trefa. But at the same time, why is it in a veil? Why is it Metame Begodim Abe Sabliya? Tahani Le Sakin, we should say that the Sakin at the very least was Maspik Litahara Midei Nevela. To say that it's not going to be a Nevela. Now what's the background to this Kasha? The background is a Gemara that we learned together last week. And that is, the Gemara discussed a little bit, why is it Malach Ben Sakin is Metame Begodim Abe Sabliya? L'chayra, he did a shechita, it's a treifa, but should there not have been, at the very least, a treifa? And the Gemara had two mahalchen. Why? One was because when a person is malak besakin, he's deiris. Lamanda Amar, malika had to be done dafka in a pushing way, as opposed to being Melech Umevi. Additionally, the Gemara had it said that maybe it's because of Chalada. So the Gemara already addressed why it's Metame Begodim Abe Sabliya. And the short answer was, it's because it's not oiskehalten with one of two of the five halachas on Moshe Mitzrayim. So Bishlam, if you're going to tell me there's a hilchas shechita minatayra when it comes to oifas, I understand why Malak Besakin is Metame Begodim Abe Sabliya, because you tripped up either on Hadrasa or on Chalot. But if you're going to tell me that there is no Shechita Loif Menatayra anyway, so what's the issue? There's no halachis that govern the way you have to kill this oif. So if that's the case, what should be the problem? So again, I understand it's a trefa. It could be a concept of trefa. But in terms of Nevela, that's something that makes absolutely no sense. And the Gemara says, this is such a good kasha on what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. This is such a makar that yesh Shechita that the Gemara has no choice but to say, "Hu da amar ki haytana." That enochinami, this Mishnah is the loy. Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. How could Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas be chilek with a Mishnah? He can't. However, he has a Tana de Mesayele. Who's this Tana de Mesayele? It's the following price. The Tanya, Rabbi Loza Akape b'Rabbi Yoim. Ma Talmud loymar, the Pasuk says, regarding Psuli HaMikdashim, Ach kashe yeyochel es ha-tzvi, ve'es ha-ayol kein toichlenu ha-tomei v'ha-tohar yachtov yoichlenu. So again, this is the drasha that we mentioned at the beginning of the daf that we said the Gemara is going to go into a little bit more. So the Torah over there is talking about a behema, kachim, it has a mum, it's Psuli HaMikdashim. You don't have to treat it anymore with all the stringencies that you have to treat kachim. So for example, you could eat a pesharecha, right? There's a lot of kulos that suddenly you're going to have. Hatomei v'hatar yachtov. And when the Torah tells me this halacha, Torah gives me a mashal. The Dubna Magid's mashal. Ach kashe yeyochel es ha-tzvi. V'es ha-ayol kein toichlen. The way you eat the tzvi and the ayol and the yachmur, right? This is the way that you are allowed to eat this as well. And the Gemara asks, Rabbi Loza Bekapi Berebi talking, chimalo madu mitzvi v'ayol mayata. A mashal always has to add a little bit of havana to the nimshal. What exactly is this mashal teaching me? Said Rabbi Loza Kapi Rebbe, nothing. Hareze bolulame. The tzvi v'ayil were written in a way like it's coming to teach something. Oh, but the emesis v'nimtzalame. It was put in here not to teach, but to learn. Mitamida yoisa mikulon. This is what's going on over here. That really it's coming to learn something. What's it coming to learn? Makashviva ayo, psuli amikdashim. We're coming to be makashviva in the ayo, to psuli amikdashim. Not psuli amikdashim, shchita. Just like psuli amikdashim requires shchita. Right, how do you know that? I mean, first of all, it's a behema. And by the way, it's the pasuk right before that that says, Vizavachtum ibkarchum yitzoincha. The grace of pasuk in Parashas Rei Perikid Beis is one pasuk prior to this one. But either way, we learn from here. Avtsviva ayo, beshchita. So to the tzvi and the ayo requires shchita as well. Okay, we really need the next line. The oif, as it relates to oif, that was not iskish to psui hamikdashim in leshchita midivrei teira elo midivrei soifer. So Rabbi Elazar b'Kappa b'Rebbe said that in this pasuk over here, akashi yochlas atzvi kein toichlenu atomiv ator yachdov yoich. That pasuk teaches me what I need to know as it relates to shchita min atayra. Behema, that's five makoiras, halachas l'moshe misinai, that we know already. Even shchita min atzaver could be has makoiras. So the ikar halacha of shchita, that is posha when it comes to a behema, or at the very least, it's yesterday's daf. As it relates to a chaya, and as it relates to a noif, said Rabbi Elazar Kappa b'Rebbe, setutzich all in this pasuk over here. From the fact that we were makish psuli amikdashim to the chaya, to teach me that what? That a chaya requires shchita just like a behema. And also to teach me that only the chaya requires. From the fact that we're only makish the chaya. And the Torah was not makish to the ark. Right? The Torah could have said you could eat the psuli amikdashim the way you eat the chaya, the way you eat the chicken. It didn't say that. Why? Because the Torah wanted me to know yes, shchita lechayim in atayra, and no shchita leoif min atayra. But the bottom line is, you have here a mefurish atana that holds ein shchita leoif min atayra hu da amar ki aitanis. And the Mishnah Malak Besakin is mefurish that there is shchita leoif min atayra. But Blaza Kapit b'Rebbe Yomer, he had his shtickle teira, his drasha, to teach me ain't shchita loif min atayra. So when man tana the public led Rolaz Kap, is there a name that we could put to the face? Meaning, can we name the tana that holds that yesh shchita loif min atayra? So the Gemara says, yes, we can. Rebbe, it's Rebbe. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. This is from the Yesodis thing of brises in the world of the first part of Masechta Schulim. Rebbe Yemi, Rebbe says, it says v'zavachtam ibkarchum yitzoincha shenasan Hashem l'cha kasher tzivi sicha. And if you look in the Pesukei HaTorah, we mentioned this in the introduction to the Masechta, there is no mention anywhere of how shchita is supposed to happen. We had some remazim, right? That was in yesterday's daf. But there's certainly no mefurish of pasuk in the Torah anywhere that tells me hilcha shchita. Malamid, you know what you see from here. Shen etztava Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded Torah shebal peh al haveshet v'al hakana regarding the esophagus and the trachea. Additionally, v'al roiv echod ba'oif v'al roiv shnayim bebehem. That when it comes to an oif, it's one and it's Rubai Shalechot Kamayo, when it comes to Behemoth, there you have to have two. But what's the bottom line? You see over here, Shen Itztav Moshe, Al Haveshet Valakana, Val Roy Vechaboif. That's the part we need. Mefurish, Yeshchita Loif, Min HaTayr. The bottom line is, we just concluded the first part of the daf, which mentions a Machlekes Tanon. It started off with a memory from Rabbi Yehuda, but it ended really very much a Machlekes Tanon, Machlekes Rabbi Elazar HaKappa b'Rebbe and Rebbe. Machloikis tanoim, whether or not yesh shchita la'oif min atayra, that's the Stam Mishnah in Zvachim Samaches Amar Aleph and Perichatas Oif, that's also Shitas Rebbe in the Braisa Kasher Tzivi Sicha was not only on the Shnayim Bebehema, but it was also on the Echad Ba'oif. Rabbi Elazar Kappa b'Rebbe learned from the fact that we equate psuli amikdashim dafka to the chaya and not to the oif. We learn from the yesh shchita lechaya min atayra, abe ein shchita leoif min atayra. In other words, machlokes b'shen. Now, there's one very important Rashi here in the sugi that we need to speak out before we go weiter, and the Rashi is really right at the beginning of the daf, or on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Rashi says that even the man the Amr that holds that ain't shchita loif min atayra, it does not mean that you could put a bullet between the eyes of the oif and go ahead and eat it. There is a concept of nevela when it comes to an oif, aliba de kuliyama. Just the concept of Tumas Beis Habliya tells you that there's an idea of nevela when it comes to an oif, right? That's a unique type of tumah that the Torah says as it relates to oifis. So his Torah says the hem of a oif is in the context of tumah. So we know for sure that there's something called tumas nevela when it comes to an oif. What do you mean? I thought ain't shchita loif min atayra. Rashi says ain't shchita loif min atayra just means that when you kill the oif, you don't have to follow the Shulchan Aruch of the five halachas that govern the way Shechita has to happen. But at the same time, the Misa, the Hariga of the Oif has to happen in the Simanim, either the Kana and the Vashet. But whereas ordinarily you have to do a Shechita, here you could do a Nichor, you could do an Ikor, you can violate Drasa and Chalada, Moilchum Evi not, all those things are not going to matter. But at the same time, it's a Dover Poshet that there is a concept of Nevela when it comes to an Oif, because otherwise the whole parsha of Nevelas Oif would have no makim, and we know for sure there's Pesukei HaTorah that talk about the concept of Nevelas Oif. So how you kill the Oif is for sure governed by some Dairaisa de Galacha. The Shail of Yeh Shechita Ein Shechita is Mesechta Shchulin. Shechitas Chulin, is that Negei a knife? Well, no, as long as you kill it by the Simon. So it's an interesting thing. You would think the whole Maila of the Simonim is the fact that there's a Hilcha Shechita. On Hilcha Shechita, what's the difference if you kill it by the Simonim? You kill it in the heart. You kill it in some other way. The Teretz is no. The Teretz is, even if ain't Shechita min HaTorah, there's still an idea that the Misa has to happen derech the Simanim. The Shail is, do you have to be sensitive to all these different nuances in terms of the way it's going to happen? It's a Mefurash Rashi, Dibra Maschul, ain't Shechita loif min HaTorah. Either way, we now turn our attention to the second part of the daf. Today's daf is made up of three parts. So part two. So the Mishnah had said that when it comes to a behema, two simanim. When it comes to a knife, one simon. Hashoichet echad ba'if. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Sokta Gemara. A huge machlokes amayiram in terms of the definition of echad ba'if. Itmar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, oy veshet oy kana. That when it comes to echad, you get to pick. Right? This is your free will. You want the kana, do the kana. You want the veshet. I'm more of a kana guy. I'm more of a veshet guy. That's fine. You can pick and choose which one of the simanim you want to go ahead and check. Reb Ad Barahava, he said, no, veshet for like kana. No such thing as being a kana guy. You have to sever the veshet. The only way you can take out the oif is through the esophagus. Reb Nachman said, oy veshet oy kana. I know it's oy veshet oy kana. You know I know that. Hashoichet echad ba'if. It says echad tani, echad kol. It sounds like whichever one you want. Reb Ad Barahava, amar veshet for like kana. You know why? Because my echad, he teached echad means miyuchad. And the veshet is more miyuchad than the kana. Now, how do you know that the veshet is more miyuchad than the kana? So Rashi says, I'll tell you how you know. Because in the world of treifas, if there is a nekuvas haveshet, if there's a tiny hole, even the size of a mashu in the veshet, this is a problem. When it comes to the kana, we know, even if chatzi kana is whacked out, it's still okay. Ad kedei kach, in hilcha shechita, if you just go and you put it over the edge, that would be a fine shechita. But what do you see from here? You see that the kana is much more critical than is, I'm sorry, you see the veshet is much more critical than the kana. Because the oif can't live with a tiny puncture in the veshet, but it can live just fine if it's missing half its kana. Zoysoy meres, the veshet is more vichtig. That's the miyuchid shebesimonim. So Rav Ad Barahava said that I see it before in the Mishnah, because I think when the Mishnah says Hashoichet echad ba'if, it means echad miloshin miyuchid. So according to Rav Nachman, echad means one. Therefore, you get to pick oy veshet oy kana. According to Rav Ad Barahava, echad means miyuchad, which is the miyuchad. That's easy. That's for sure going to be the veshet. Says the Gemara, simen, shachat, chatzoin, gargeret, Pigima the Chatasoif. Maybe it's just me, but it feels like there's been a lot of simonim here in Chulin, right? Maybe we're just making a bigger deal about them. But there's definitely been a lot of simonim here. And this is a simon for a whole bunch of Toshmas that the Gemara is going to ask. It's going to be Malavos all the way now to the bottom of the Yom. It's off the Gemara Meisvei. Akasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is the one that said, Oy Veshet, Oy Kono. The Chayr is a Mefurish of Bryce. That's much, but not that way. Where is that? Shachat, that's HaVeshet. The Bryce is talking about Shchitas Oif. If somebody shechts the Veshet, V'achakach Nishmito HaGargeret. And then after he shechted the veshet, the gargeres, also known as the kana, the trachea slipped out of its place. So the trachea, Rashi says, is mechubet to the lechi. It's mechubet to the jawbone. And it slipped out. So first he shechted the veshet, and afterwards the kana was dislocated. Kshera, the halacha is, it's going to be kasha. Nishmeta gargeres. If first the gargeres slipped, achach shechted the veshet, then he shechted the veshet, psul, it's going to be pasul. Pasha, the reason it's going to be pasul is because it's a treifa. So if it happened before the shechita, that's a problem. If it was nishchita, And then afterwards it was min shmita. Obviously that's not in the shach. That's a veshet. If it's a gargaris shmuta, what would be if the sheikh went and he shechted the veshet? And then he found the gargaris was shmuta. Ve'ini yodei as a safek. Im koidim shchitin nishmita. Im la'acha shchitin nishmita. Zeh haya maisa. This, believe it or not, was a real life story. Maisa shahaya kachaya. Va'amru kol safek b'shchita. This is not surprising. Psula is going to be possible, right? Cheskesein is a vuach, Eve Menachai, etc., etc. But what's the Gemara's kash? What's the Durath Rab Nachman? The Ilu Shchita Begargeres, Loikotani. Why is this Bryce so busy about Shachet as a Veshet? The same Shaila would have been if it was Shachet as a Gargeres. Shachet Echem and Asimonim. Why are we making a big deal about the Veshet? Oh, must be, because Shchita Saif has to be the Veshet. It's a writer to Rabbi Abraham, it's a Kashmir Rab Nachman. The Gemara says, no, Mishum the Gargeres Avida Lishtamute. Because, again, we're not farmers or Shaychtim, and the metzias is that it's more likely for the gargaris to slip out of place than for the veshet. So being that this is the case that's more shchiach, where you would be shachat as a veshet v'nishmeta a gargaris, as opposed to the other way around, right? So this is like a normal way for it to happen, right? As opposed to shachat as a gargaris v'nishmeta a veshet. This is the more likely, more shchiach to go away for it to happen. So diber akosse b'loshen hoiver, diber atana b'loshen hoiver. We talk in the more normal case, but enochinami, don't get so technical. There's no question in the world, if it happened in the reverse order, the halacha would be the same. Sof Gemara Toshma, another right from a brayso. Shachat shnei chatzoy simanim. But if somebody shechts two half a simanim by the oif, so he shechted half of the kana and half of the veshet, psula, it's going to be possible. Why? Because you have to shecht either one full simen or the roiv of one simen. In this case, you didn't do the vein tzarch lemi behem. Goes without say by behema. If you shechted half and a half, it's not going to be okay. Right? What's the ein tzarch lemi? Because if you shech half the kana, half the veshet by an oif, at least together you have one simen. By the behemoth, if you shecht half of one and half of the other, together you have one simen, which is a problem because you really need two. Rabbi Huda says, ba'oif, when it comes to the oif, ad sheyishchait es ha-veshet v'esarid. We need Rabbi Huda. When it comes to the oif, it's not going to be kosher unless you shecht the veshet and the veridin. So more about the veridin in the third part of the daf. But what do you see from here? You see from here that which one did Rabbi Huda say you have to shecht? The veshet. Why do you say the veshet? You should have said one simen and the veridin. Why do you say the veshet? So the Gemara says the veshet, some of the veridin. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to shecht the veridin. Again, more about that later. But being the Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to shecht the veridin, and the veshet is next to the veridin, so it's just easier for the shoychet to go take out the veshet and the veridin. Boom, the kana, and then travel to the veridin. That's a little trickier, and therefore he said the veshet. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, it makes sense that that's probably what the shoychet's going to do. See, he's not stipulating a halacha. He's just telling you probably the way it's going to play. It's a toshma, a third toshma. Shachat chatzi gargeres. In the event that the shaykhit went and he shechted half of the gargeres. Again, shchita sa'if. V'shah kidei shchita acheres. And then he waited the amount of time that it would take to do a shchita. That's the shir shahiyah. More about that in coming dafen. V'gomar. And then he completed the shchita. Shchita sa'ik shayro. The halacha is that the shchita is going to be kosher. Again, so what happened? He shechted half of the gargeres. And then he did a shahiyah. And then he completed the shchita. The halach is, it's going to be kosher. Okay, what's the shayla? My lav ba'oif. Aren't we talking about, again, whatever the halacha means. But aren't we talking about even an oif? And if that's the case, umay gemara, when the brisa says that he was gomar, what did he finish? Probably gomar le gargaris. Right? What was the case? Shachat chatzi gargaris, there was a shia, and then he finished. For some, whatever reason, that's not a shia. Good. But the bottom line is, we're probably talking about a knife. Now, maybe not exclusively a knife, but probably also a knife. And you see clearly, Shachat gargaris is going to be okay. This is not a kashan, Rav Nachman. It's a right, Rav Nachman. You see from here, oi kana, oi veshin. Look here, you see from here, the kana is going to be okay. But the Gemara says, loi. But behema, could be we're talking about a behema, umay gomar, gomar le shchita kula. And if it means behema, it's not enough that you were gomar the gargaris, because now you have to get the other simen also. You finish the gargaris and you finish the vesh. But there's no raya that we're talking about a behema, because the oilam, like Rabbi Barahava, maybe, that when it comes to the oif, echon means miyuchat, it has to be dafke the vesh. Toshma, not the toshma. Risho, yechatzin kona pogum. In the event that you had the kona, where half the kana was already pogrom, right? Half of it was taken out. That does not render it a treifa. V'hoisaval of kol shu. And then you did a shchita, a little bit of a chituch, and you took it over the edge. Ugamra, shchita seik sheir, it's going to be kasha. Says the Gemara, my la, but oif, isn't this halacha true even by an oif? Umay gamra, what does gamra mean? Gamra la kana, you just feared ois the kana. But what do you see from here? That shchita's kana is kasha when it comes to an oif. The Gemara says, lai, be behema. We're talking about a behema, umay gamra, gamra the veshet. Meaning, you did the Gemira on the Kana, but you also go with the Veshet, in that it's going to be, oh, okay, one final Tashma. Ketzan Molkin Chatasoyev, how do you do Molkin Chatasoyev? Chaytech Shedra. The Kohen takes his fingernail, he goes through the Shedra, the spine. Umafrekes, he breaks the bone. But Loi Roy Basa, you don't take out Roy Basa. That was the Iris Memra from last week. Achamagil Veshet Eilakon. Until he gets to either the Veshet Eilakon. Well, let's do this carefully because this is going to be checkmate. Ketzan Molkin Chatasoyev. You go through the Shedra, you break the Mafrekes, you don't take out the Roy Basa. You get to the Veshet or the Kana. The Veshet or the Kana. Gila Veshet or the Kana. When you get to the Veshet or the Kana, Chaytech Simen Echad, the Roy Basar Imai. You take off one Simen and Roy Basar Imai. Uba Ayla, when it comes to the Ayla, Shnayim Oy Roy Shnayim, because by the Malik of Ayla Saif, they already we know, Big Machlaikis, but there you have to take out the two Simonim. But what's the bottom line? You see from here that when it comes to Malika, you get to pick and choose. You can take either the Veshet or the Kana. The assumption is if you can take it by Malika, probably by Shchit as well. And if that's the case, Tyufta, the Rav Ada, Barahava, Tyufta. You see, it doesn't have to be the Veshet. It could be the Kana or the Veshet. So we had a Machloikis, Rav Nachman, Rav Ada, Barahava. When we say Ashechet Echad Oif, doesn't mean you get to pick. Echad sounds like pick the one you like. Or no, Echad means Miyuchad. Rav Nachman said you get to pick. Rav Ada, Barahava says, no, it has to be Dafke the Veshet. We had five Tashmas that were encapsulated in a simen. And at the end of the day, the Gemara came out, Tyufta, the Rav Ada, Barahava, Tyufta. Says the Gemara, a postscript. My Havi Allah. What's the bottom line? Take the Gemara, my Havi Allah. Are you paying attention? Kidekra Amrit. I just told you, Tyufta, the Rav Ada, Barahava, Tyufta. What more? We didn't say Kasha. Kasha means I hear. We said Tyufta. Tyufta means checkmate. It means next conversation. Vesulay Midi. We didn't say Tishbi, Yatar, it's Kushavi, Bias. We said Tyufta. So what else is there to talk about? The one says, no, I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, it's not really such a Tyufta. Because Dumashani Hassam, maybe Malika's taki different than Shchita. You know why? The Ika Shedra Mafrekes. Because Malika comes from the back. And when you come from the back, you go through the Shedra. You go through the neck bone. And by the time you get to the Simen, this Oif has already seen better days, right? So at that point, the Oif is literally hanging on by a Kana or a Veshet. I think that that's the case. So really, it's Kemat dead. So if you go ahead now and you sever that one Simen, so then Anachinami. But if you're doing a Shechita, so if you come in Menat Savra, Menat Stodim, I say, yeah, you're coming from the other side. You're coming from the other side. You didn't go through the Mafrekes, Reiv Basana, right? You didn't do that whole mess. So as a result, maybe over there you would need the Veshet Dafka, and maybe you wouldn't have the option to do Oikana Veshet. Again, the Veshet is more critical to the life of the Oif. That is the premise of the Shita of Rav Ada Barahava. The fact that you find by Malika the Kana is enough, could be that's because it's coming after the Shedra and the Mafrekes. But when it comes to Shchita Soif, maybe over there it's not going to be the case. And therefore the Gemara says, my, so as much as the Gemara said, Tyufta, Rav Ada Barahava, Tyufta, you have to know, Meikara Maika Savar, Lubasaif Maika Savar. But the Gemara says, you know something? After a further review, I'm not sure. Bashkof Eshnia, I think we have to revisit this. I think I need a better raya than this. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll give you a better raya. The Hubar Avza, there was a duck. Tavabei Rava lived in the house of Rava. Rava had a duck. Asa kimem asmis koyadama. And one day, the duck walks in. Smedjish, I'm not sure. He walks in, and this duck had blood on its neck. And it was obvious that something had happened to it, right? It was in some sort of injury. Something for sure took place. Rava, and Rava looked at this duck, and he said, Heichi Navid. Like, what exactly are we supposed to do? Meaning, they were trying to figure out whether this duck is kosher or it's not kosher. What would be the tzad that it's not kosher? Could be it's a treifa. Could be this issue that it has on its neck right now rendered it a treifa. So he said, how do we go about this? Nishcheteva hadanivtekei. I mean, the easy thing is, go ahead and shecht it. And after we shecht it, we'll be able to do a bedika, and we'll see whether there was a treifa, there was not a treifa. But Rava said, I don't like this in this case, because dilma makam neket kashach. Maybe the blood is coming from a nekev in the veshet, and when we go ahead and we shecht the veshet, you're going to do it b'makam nekev. So like this, when you do the bedika afterwards, you're not going to see it. Now, ordinarily, we're not worried about that, right? Because ordinarily, roiv behemoths and oifers and ducks are not treifas. But over here, there's a huge reisa. So therefore, I have to be chayish. So I'm not sure the shchit in of itself is going to be okay. So he said, nivdeke, vahadar nishchite. Maybe let's do the bedika before the shchita. Let's, right now, let's you know, give it an MRI as we speak. But Hamar Rabba, that should only be taken b'chutzal b'vifnim. You have to do the shechita first in order to do b'dikah. That's not going to be her. And Rava was sitting and he didn't know what to do. Amalei Rav Yosef Berei. So Rav Yosef, who was Rava's son, he was there. He said, I have a very posh date. He said, Nivdekei l'kana. Let's be boidek the kana. Because the kana, you could be boidek b'chutz. Rabba said, Veshet ain't l'bidikim b'chutzal b'vifnim. But as it relates to the kana, that you could be boidek b'chutz. So let's be boidek the kana. V'nishchete l'kana. And we'll go ahead and we'll shech the kana. V'lachshere, we'll know it's kosher. The hadar, after we shech the kana, lafchu l'veshet l'vdekei, we'll take out the veshet, and we'll take a look, and we'll see if it's okay, if it's not okay. So Rabbi Yosef turns to his father, Rav, and he says, Rava, you're right. There's no way to shech the veshet or be baidik the veshet. You're stuck. But why are you thinking so much about the veshet? Let's focus on the kana. The kana you can't shech because, you know, maybe you're going to shech the b'makom nekev. And by the way, it wouldn't just have to be b'makom nekev. It would have to be b'makom chatzi kana being knocked out, but that's fine. We're worried about that also. But I could do a b'dika right now, right? That was what he said. Nivdekei l'kana. Let's do the b'dika right now on the kana. We'll do the shechita. The kana, you could be baidik mi bachutz, and then afterwards, we'll be baidik the veshet mi bifnim. And when Rava heard this, he was so excited. Shep naches. Omar Rava, chakim Yosef bri betreifes k'Rab Yochanan. He said, my son Yosef, he's a baki betreifes, mamish like Rab Yochanan was. Alma, what do you see from here? Bottom line, echad akamar, oi hai, oi hai. Because if you're going to tell me that when it comes to an oif, a duck is a oif, right? But if you're going to tell me that when it comes to oifes, you have to shech the veshet, so it would explain Rava's Havamina, but it wouldn't explain Rabbi Yosef's idea, and it wouldn't explain how Rava could say, Chakim Yosef Bri, but Treifes Kerab Yoichanan. From the fact that at the end of the day, this was a good option, fact, Rava was so proud of this option, so you see clearly that when it comes to Echad, it means Oi, Kana, Oi, Veshet, and if that's the case, now we could say Tzimtzveitinmo. This time, without any hesitation and any reservation, Tyufta, the Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Tyufta. This brings us immediately into the third part of the daf. So going back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said that when it comes to Shechitas Oifis, the only time it's going to be kosher, Ad She Yishchait Es Havriden. Actually, I gave away the punchline. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that in order for Shechita to be kosher, you have to shech the veridim. Right? What was Rabbi Yehuda's lashon? Hashoichet echad ba'oifu shnayim bebehema shechitasik sheira v'rubay shel echad kemayu. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheyishchait es veridim. He didn't say a word about oifes. The Gemara will. Rabbi Yehuda said ad sheyishchait es veridim. Now, what's veridim? So again, we're a little out of lane here, but Rashi said these are certain veins that are in that area, the tzavar of the oif, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to go ahead and you have to sever those veridin in order for the shechita to be a kosher shechita. Amr Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda made a comment on Rabbi Yehuda's halach in the Mishnah, which is going to take us till the end of the daf. Amr Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, "Loi Amr Rabbi Yehuda ela ba'oif." Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of ad sheyishchites haveridin was, like we gave away, Dafka by oifes. But when it comes to behema, you don't have to. And what's the reason? He said, because hayol v'tzoylea kulay ke'achan. Rav Chisda held that when Rav Yehuda said you have to shech the veridin, he didn't mean mitzad hilchas shechita. Rav Pasha, you learn the Mishnah, it sounds like Rav Yehuda holds in hilchas shechita, it's not enough. Echad, shnayim, roiv echad. No, there's also halacha you have to shech the veridin. Rav Yehuda, it sounds like, has a different definition of shechita. Zogt Rav Chisda, no. L'hoitzi miliban, that's what Rav Chisda is coming to say. That's not true. Rav Yehuda's definition of shechita is the same as everybody's definition of shechita. Okay, so then what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said at shishcha v'sridim, if it's not mitzad hilcha shechita? It's because we know that anytime you shecht an animal, shechita schulin, you also have to worry about the blood that's inside the animal. Dam is a very, very chomer iser in the Torah. And when you shecht an animal, obviously there's a lot of blood. So what do we do to prevent the blood? So that's sugya's coming up. We do malicha, most notably. But there's things that are done to get rid of the blood. Yehuda held that when it comes to an oif, it's very hard to get all the blood out. And the only way to ascertain that the blood's going to be out is by taking out the veridin. These are veins that have a lot of blood inside of it. If you're going to shech the veridin together with the shechit of the animal, the blood's going to come out, and like this, you'll prevent the iser dam. So the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds at sheyishchait es haveridin is not mitzad hilchas shechita. It's not a sugya in hilchas nevela. It's mitzad the iser dam. It's a sugya in hilchas dam. Now, why does it have to be done at the time of the shechita? Right, it sounds like it has to be done at the time of the shechita. And we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say a mefurish. So why would it have to be done at the time of the Shechita? So that, we'll see. The Gemara is going to say it's because at the time of the Shechita, the dam is hot and it's very liquidy. Once you let the dam sit around, then it starts to harden, and at that point, it's going to be harder for it to get out. So Rav Yehuda wants to make sure that all the dam is going to get out, and the way to do that is, while the dam is high, to go and to take out the veridin. Like this, you'll get rid of the dam. Now, because this is the whole premise of Rav Yehuda, Zok Rav Chisda, it's only negeya by a knife. You know why? So let's see it inside. Because when you roast the oif, you usually roast it in one shot. You take the chicken, and you put it on the grill. Aval behemo, when it comes to a behemo, you're not taking the ox and putting it on the grill. It's a big grill, right? So keeping the menat chevei, being that you're going to cut it up, the pastrami, the corned beef, the spare ribs, right? You're going to go ahead and you're going to start hacking it into pieces. So being that you're anyways hacking it before the tzliya, like tzarech, you don't need it because that tzliya is going to bring out the dam. So when it comes to the oif, it's going to be hard to get the dam out through the prep of the food, so therefore you have to do it lechatchila, take out the veridin, do it peshas the shechita while the dam is high. As opposed to when it comes to the behemah, you'll be able to take it out by the tzliya, because you can anyways end up chopping it up. It's going to be okay. Bottom line, says the Gemara, maybe the time of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dam. Rav Chisda just said a huge chiddush, right? If you think about it, he said a huge chiddush lahalacha and a huge chiddush in havana. The chiddush lahalacha is only negeya oifes. The chiddush in havana is has nothing to do with hilchas shechita. Has to do with hilchas dam. But the Gemara says, "Vatanan, Rabbi Yehuda, imachi yishchoites avridim." What does it sound like? It sounds like you have to do a shechita. The Gemara's diktok is that yishchoit. The word shechita, it doesn't just mean kill, right? It has a very, very nuanced connotation. And it sounds like Atshe Yishchait as a Veridin, it's part of the Shechita. And where is it even mentioned? In the Mishnah, Perek HaShoichet. It's mentioned in the Halachas that define how you do Shechita. If this is just a din in Hilchas Dam, then just talk about it in Hilchas Dam. In the Mishnah of HaShoichet, in the Mishnah that talks about Rubai Shalachat Kamayu, Shnai Bebehema Echad Ba'oif, in the Mishnah that immediately follows how the Chatchil, you always have to do Shnai and Ba'oif, and you're not supposed to be Soimich Rubai Kakuloi. In the Mishnah that immediately is followed by the Gemara that talks about the Makairis, the Shechit Menatzav, this is like from the most Yisoidis to Gedafin over here, Mesech Teschulin. This is where Rabbi Yehuda told me the Halacha. We're going to get to the Sugis of Dam. Tell it to me over there. When you get up to that part of your day, Atche Yishchot, the Safridin sounds like it's a Cheshchita. So the Gemara says, Ema, Atche Yinkoi Vesafridin. Not at sheyishchit, at sheyinkoif. You puncture it, but the Gemara says, okay, my at sheyishchit. Meaning, not Ema, don't edit it, right? But it's as if it said at sheyinkoif, but it doesn't. It says at sheyishchit, right? My at sheyishchit, at sheyinkoif b'sha shchita. It's because the nekev has to happen at the time of the shchita, and like we mentioned earlier, because that's when the dam is hot, and that's when you're going to be able to get it out. So the reason Rabbi Yehuda said it in the Mishnah Perek HaShoichet is not because it's part of the shchita, but because it has to be done b'sha shchita. And if it's not going to be done b'sha shchita, it's actually not going to work. So the location of this halacha is actually very much spot on. Tashma. This is from a braisa. This is a braisa that sounds less wordy than the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, this feels more like a Mishnah. Veridin b'shchita. Okay, nice to meet you too. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But you see that in the Shechita you have to do the Veridin. Whereas, Eim, a Veridin, Tzorech Lenak, from Bisha Shechita, Divrei Rabbi. That sounds a little more like a braisa. That Veridin, you have to be Menak of it at the time of the Shechita. According to Rabbi Tashma, another Raya, unrelated to Rabbi Yehuda. They told Rabbi Yehuda, actually, Husku Veridin, Eloloitz Mendam, being that the whole Inyan of taking out the Veridin for sure is to be moitzi the dam. So mali b'shchita, mali shloi b'shchita. What's the difference if you do it b'shchita, if you don't do it b'shchita? Mechlal, what do you see from the Chachamim's argument to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda sava b'shchita, that they understood Rabbi Yehuda to think that you have to do it b'shchita. Now this tashma is interesting, because this tashma is again a kashan Rav Chisda. But if you think about it, this b'raisa is moitzi b'mixas to Rav Chisda. Because we said Rav Chisda said a chiddush in halacha and a chiddush in havana. The chiddush halacha was, it's only negeya oifes. The chiddush in havana, we said was that the chiddush in havana was that the idea is that it's all about taking out the dam, right? It sounds like the chachamim are telling Rabbi Yehuda that we understand your halacha is all about the dam, which would l'chaira support the Chiddush and Havana for sure, that's Mefurish, and probably even the Chiddush Halacha. If it's all about the Dam, then it's Mestaber that it would be Negeya by Oifis only and not by Behemoth. But what's then the Kashan of Chizda? The Kashan of Chizda is that what emerged from the Gemara's prior discussion in Rav Chizda was that Rav Chizda saying really another Chiddush in Rav Yehuda. And that is that when you take out the Vridin, you don't have to conform with the halachas of Shechita. And really, it could have said, Eima Atsheyinkoy Vesav Vridin. And the whole significance of Atsheyishchit is Atsheyinkoy Vesha Shechita. That you see not that way. Because from the fact that the Chachamim are telling Rabbi Yehuda, you Rabbi Yehuda, why do you require doing it with a Shechita? As if to say you have to conform with the five halachas on Moshe Mitzrayim, right? Why should you have to be that way? I understand everything you said. I got your halacha. I understand the Chiddush and Havana, the Chiddush and Halacha. But Lamaisin, why do you need a Shechita? So this Toshma is that you see that the Chachamim's Havana in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda was that you have to do a proper Shechita, which is the like what Rav Chizda said. Because Rav Chizda, after he explained Rabbi Yehuda the way he explained Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Eim Atsheyinkov. From this Brice, you see Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is not Atsheyinkov. Meaning, Noniach Tavone is about Dam, and even Noniach, it's only true by Oif. But at the end of the day, it sounds like he holds Atsheyishchai. The Mar says, Hachi Kamale, you have to see like this. The Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, Mali Lenokvan Meshach Shechita, Mali Lenokvan Shlevish Shechita. No, they never thought that Rabbi Yehuda meant that you have to do a bona fide Shechita. They understood that he meant that you have to do a nekevish ha-shechita, right? And the question was, why would you even have to do that? So what's the answer? For husava, Rabbi Yehuda holds, b'shah shechita osi dam dechayim, dechayim miloshen cham, it's heis, shlevish ha-shechita lo yosi dam dekor, at that point it's going to be cold, but about at the end of the day, the pshat is the way we thought it was. Ok to Gemara. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a shayla, v'ridin l'Rabbi Yehuda. The Vridin, when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, Shoh Behen, Doras Behen Mao, what's the halacha going to be? So Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to know if the Shechitas Vridin have to conform and comply with the halachas L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Now, if Rabbi Yirmiyah was aware of Rav Chizda Shtikl Taira, L'Chayr went to Klared De Shaila. But Rabbi Yirmiyah is living in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chizda lives in Bavel, so Rabbi Yirmiyah wants to know this Mamish De Shaila, he was nestapic in Rav Chizda Shaila. V'ridin L'Rabbi Yehuda Shav Ben Oidaris B'mao, meaning Atshe Yishchay makes a part of the Shechita, or Atshe Yishchay it is because of the Halacha Dama, it's really Atshe Yinkay B'Shah Shechita. Amalei Ahu Saba, Sahu Saba said, Hachi Yam Rabbi Loza said, V'am Yilas, some say, Amalei Ahu Saba the Rabbi Loza, Hachi Yam Rabbi Yochanan, Menak von Bekoitz Veng Sheirim. You don't have to do a Shechita, you can even make a nekev with a koitz, with a thorn, that's going to be okay. It's nikvam b'shash shechita, but in terms of doing a proper shechita, that's not something you have to do. Zok to Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Rav Chizda. And by the way, this is also Tanya Kavase da Husaba, right? But Tanya Kavase de Rav Chizda, shachat shnei chatzoy simonim ba'oif, pasul. If somebody shechted two half a simonim ba'oif, it's pasul. Vein tzarech loymar bebehima. We had this braisa earlier in the daf, right? What's the ein tzarech loymar? Because at least by the oif, the two halves equal a whole, which is really all you need. But when it comes to a behema, two halves equaling a whole is not even enough. You need one or at least roiv of two. But the punchline is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ba'oif, atsheyishchet asaveshet vesavaridin. What's the tanya kavase? Ba'oif. You see, it's only ba'oif. If it's halacha nilcha shechita, then it couldn't be halacha dafka ba'oif. From the fact that it says ba'oif, this is a raya, that this is only true by Oifis, which means the Chiddush Lahalach of Rav Chizda, the Chiddush of Havana of Rav Chizda, it's about Dam, it's not about Shechita. And by the way, might as well already close the loop. It's also a Chiddush in the Taich of the words, right? So it's a Chiddush in Halacha that it's only Negeya Oifis. It's a Chiddush in Havana that it's because of Dam, not because of Nevela. And it's a Chiddush in Taich. It's not Atshe Yishchot, but it's Atshe Yinkot B'Shah Shechita. Bottom line, Tanya Kavase de Rav Chizda, which is also a Tanya Kavase Dahu Saba. So, as it relates to Raid, we're going through the early Dafin of the second parak of Masechta Schulin, which deals about Shechita Ba'ifin Klali, and obviously a lot of halachas Ba'ifin Prati, but just chazer over all the things we saw already in these first two Dafin. And by the way, we haven't seen anything yet, just in terms of what's coming in the next few dafim. This is like the real Shechita Lamdish Sugyas are right around the corner. But the point is that we're going through the ideas of Shechita. So I think it's kedai to speak out two ha'aras generally as it relates to the idea of Shechita. The first, in what's arguably, for sure in the conversation, the most famous tshuva in Shaios Tshuvas Noida Be Yehuda. And this is a Madura Tinyana. It's in Yeridea Simen Yud. The Noida Be Yehuda was asked a Shaila. The Shoyal of the Shaila, by the way, his name was Gumfricht Oppenheim. That was his name, Gumfricht Oppenheim. Doesn't sound like a Polisher, but his name was Gumfricht Oppenheim. And he sends the Noida Be Yehuda the following question. We'll just read the opening paragraph. Mechtovei kibalti. Noida Be Yehuda writes to him, I received your letter. V'im einenu makiro, v'lo yodanale. Despite the fact that I don't know you. Ach, asher bo lishol sha'ilta. Being that you came to ask a question. U'mishtoi belishna dechachmasa. And I could tell from your letter that you're an intelligent person. Hinini meisha l'chal shayel. When I receive letters like this, I try to respond. V'sheiru sheilasa. This was the toichen of the shayla. Ish echad asher zikeu Hashem benach l'rechava. There was a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with a nach l'rechava. V'yesh lo kfarim v'yaorois. This person owns villages. He owns forests. Asher b'hayaorois. And in his forest, tirmos kol chaysayar. All the different animals of the animal kingdom roam there. In Mutaloy Lelech, and this Gumfricht Oppenheim wants to know if it's mutter for him to go ba'atzmoy, liroys bekonas, shreifalotzitzaya, to go hunt. Oyem osili Yisrael lasses doverze. So this person is a very, very wealthy person. He's a very impressive person. He actually refers to him as a ha'aluf, right? So he's some sort of a chasheva guy. And he is someone that, for sport, for game, wants to go hunting. And he sent a shayla to Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Hagoyel, the Noida Be Yehuda, and he wants to know, is it okay for him to hunt, or is it not okay for him to hunt? So Kiyadua, the Noida Be Yehuda, wrote a response. And he went through three halachic reasons why maybe it wouldn't be okay. Number one, Tzar Bali Chaim. This is a sugya. Is this a Tzar Bali Chaim shayla, or is it not Tzar Bali Chaim? Number two, Bal Tashchis. You're killing an animal for nothing. Maybe that's not something you're allowed to do. Additionally, Noida Be Yehuda tells him, hunting is very dangerous. And there's a halacha of v'nishmartem ma'od l'nav sheseichem. And he says, even though we find kulas in v'nishmartem ma'od l'nav sheseichem, but that's if there's a real tzorech, for parnasa, for example. But for a person to just go ahead and for fun, put himself in a situation where he may really injure himself or get killed, there's something called v'nishmartem ma'od l'nav sheseichem. So Noida Be Yehuda tells him that there's three halachic issues, and he goes through each one of them and discusses, you know, whether it's an issue, whether it's not an issue. Now, we're going to get back to Tzar Bali Chaim in 1 second. The reason this tshuva is famous is because the Noida Be Yehuda, Toich Dvarav, tells him that aside for all the halachic issues that I see in this, this whole Indian to me is a very big chiddush. Because for loimatzino ish tzayet, the only hunters that you find in the Torah were Nimrod and Esav. The ains that darke b'nei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And it's not the way of a Jew to go ahead and to hunt. In fact, he says, skipping a few lines, ve'chiyomis ish Yisraeli biyodayim balichayim b'lishum tzorech, rak ligmar chendas manoy l'sasek b'tzeda. He said, this is a very not Jewish thing. As a matter of fact, the only two Jews, or the only two people that you find that were ever hunters were Nimrod and Esav. This is Ein Zed Darki Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. I'll tell you a Dover Nifla. Rabbuva Margolis, in his Margolis Ayam, in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadikei, he asks Akasha. In fact, he asks two kashas. There's a Gemara in Perek Chelek. This is a Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuv Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the story of David and Bathsheba and how the whole story started. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo'olam al yavi adam atzmei lidei nesayin. A person should never bring himself to a nesayin. Shari David Melech Yisrael, hevi atzmei lidei Yisrael v'nichshol. Because David Melech Yisrael once brought on a nesayin to himself and he was nichshol. What happened? Amar Lefanov, David turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, mipnei ma oimrim elokei Avram, elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, ve'ein oimrim Elokei David. Fascinating, right? David said, Anoichi toilas v'lo yish. David HaKotan. Chazal wax poetically. It's actually Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach, about the anova of David HaMelech. Yet David HaMelech said, I don't understand. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why not Elokei David? Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Inu mintzuli. Va'adloi mintzisli. They were tested and they passed the test. You were never tested. Amar lefanov. So David HaMelech told the Eivishta, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bichoneini v'naseini. I'm ready to be tested. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Bichoneini Hashem v'naseini. Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Minas nolach v'avindach milsa b'hadach. I'm going to test. test you, and I'm going to do something with you that I didn't even do with the Ovis. Then, when I tested the Ovis, I didn't give them a heads up. I didn't tell them what's coming. You, I'm going to test you, and I'm even going to tell you what the test is going to be. Miyad, the pasuk says, David was lying in bed, and then he woke up, he couldn't sleep. Either way, he went to the roof of the castle. And he saw a woman who was bathing on top of the gag. Who was that Isha? It was Batsheva. Says the Gemara, Batsheva have a kochayfer reishi tusichalsa. So when Batsheva was being reichetzes, she was doing it in a tzniyastig way. She was being covered by a gigas. There was a big barrel that was blocking. Also satan, the satan came, idmi lekitziparta, and dressed up like a tzipar, like a bird. Here's the punchline. Pasak begira. David HaMelech is on his roof, and he sees a bird. He says, perfect. He takes out his bow and arrow, and he hunts it, and he takes the shot. In the meantime, this is the Satan. It went away. Paskal Achalsa. Instead, David HaMelech ends up hitting the gigas. Igal Yevachazia. And because this gigas, this barrel exploded, all of a sudden he saw Batsheva, and the rest is history. So Rabbi Ruvi Margolis, tonight the Behuda said, I never found a hunter other than Nimrod and Esav. David HaMelech. David Malka Mashiach was a hunter. What was he doing hunting a bird? He seen before she was hunting. Another Gemara. Sanhedrin Dav Tzadikeh Med Aleph. The Gemara says, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to David. Ad Masa Yiyah Ovoin Zeh Tomim B'Yotcha. He said, there's so many Averis. Al Yotcha Nergo Noi V'Erkehanim. Because of you, Noi V'Erkehanim was killed. Al Yotcha Nitra Doi. You go, Adoimi, Adoimi loses his Olam Haba. It's all you play a big role in that. Vayotcha nergu shav shloishnis banav ritzoin chu yichlu zarachay timas v'yadiyav. Because you have to be punished, David. I'm giving you two choices. Either your children are going to be Nebuch, destroy it, or you yourself are going to be handed over to your enemy. I'm a lefan of David Melch, didn't even have to think. Ribbonu shaloylam mutav emasi biyad oyev v'lo yichlez znari. There's no question that's the better of the two options. Says the Gemara, Yom Echad, one day, nafak lishkar bazoi. One day, he went lishkar bazoi. What does that mean? If you take a look at Rashi, he went lotzu tzayid. He went hunting. Asa satan. The satan came. The idmile ketavya, dressed up like a deer. Pasagira. So David HaMelech says, boom, I'm going to get this, right? He sees him in the barrel of the gun, and he goes after the deer. And against some ice over there. Freit Reb Reuven Margolis, Apella. The Noid of Yehuda said, it's not Darkei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. You don't find this anywhere by a Yid. The only hunters that you find were Nimrod and Esav. I have two Gemaras about David HaMelech that he went hunting L'chay Ritzarachim. But this is very parenthetic. This is not what we're talking about right now. I mean, you could not speak this out. But the Neid Yehuda, in this tshuva, to Gumfricht Oppenheim, so he tells him that really in the world of hunting from, again, for a year to hunt, chvashtensh. But in the world of halacha, he said the first thing you need to address over there is Tzar Balichayim. But not the Neid Yehuda, it doesn't bother me, the Tzar Balichayim. It doesn't bother me. You know why? And I quote, V'gam le'shayach tzar balichayim, elo le'tzarei ulanichay b'chayim. Because the only time you find tzar balichayim is if you're going to be metzayer an animal and you're going to keep the animal alive. Aval lahamis behemois v'chayois v'chol minei balichayim. But to go ahead and to kill behemois and chayois and other balichayim, less be mishum tzar balichayim. In that instance, there's no issue at all of tzar balichayim. Says the Noida B'Yehuda. The only time the tzar balichayim is if you torture an animal and you keep the animal alive. If, however, you're going to kill the animal, even though you're being metzayer the animal when you kill it, that in and of itself is not tzar balichayim. V'chei muchach zok denoid b'dav raya, chulin dav zayin omid beis. I have a raya from a sechtes chulin dav zayin. What's the raya? So if you remember, the Gemara told the story about the chamor of Rav Pinchas ben Yair. And the Gansa Maisas, Rav Pinchas ben Yair came to town, and Rebbe heard that he came to town. He was so excited, he wanted to invite him. Pinchas ben Yair was very nizer. He didn't have enough from anybody. But he invited him, and Pinchas ben Yair said, I right now have to do a mitzvah, but when I come back from doing the mitzvah, I'm going to come, I'm going to eat by you. And then, from all the doors that Rebbe had in his house, Rav Pinchas ben Yair walked into the door, and he sees white mules. And he says, his white mules over there, Malach HaMavis is here, I'm out. Why is there? Because white mules means death. It means the Malach HaMavis. This is too big of a sakana. So Rebbe said, "I'm not going to worry about it. Akar Nolahu." He said, "I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do something to them. I'm going to take off their hooves." The bottom line is Akar Nolahu, and by me being oike them, there won't be any issue anymore. See, sir, Prince Beya told him, "It's Habalichai. You can't do it." He said, "You know what? I'll kill them. I'll kill them." So he says, "You can't." Baltashches. Right tonight to be Yehuda. Why didn't Rapinchas Ben Yair tell Rebbe when he said, "I'll kill them," the same tshuva that he told him when he said, "Akar Nolahu"? He should have said, "Tzar Balichayim." Zok denoy de Behuda hare. Av sheheshev le'al akar no deke tzar balichayim. Af al pikein omar katal nolahu. And even Rebbe, and even Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair didn't tell him, "Al tzar balichayim." He told him, "Al tzbal tashchis." Zok denoy de Behuda, this is a klarer raya, that the only time there's an issue with tzar balichayim is if you're going to keep the animal alive. But if you're going to go hunting, then it's not going to be an issue of Tzar Balichayim. But either way, this is the part of the tshuva of the Neid of Yehuda that we do need. So Neid of Yehuda said that as it relates to hunting Tzar Balichayim, there's no issue. Why is there no issue of Tzar Balichayim? Because Tzar Balichayim only is if you mitzire the animal and you keep the animal alive. If, however, you're going to kill the animal, in that instance, there's not going to be an issue. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, in his Shailos HaTshuva Shoyel Meshiv, this is in Madura Tinyana, it's in Chelik Shlishi, it's Simin Samache. So in the middle of the tshuva, he brings this chiddush of the Noida Yehuda. He brings that the Avodas HaGershuni, who was even before the Noida Yehuda, he also said this chiddush. And he says, Ulefi Anias Daiti, Nela Mehem, Divrei HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tof Nun Aleph, which is also Divrei HaRamban in his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parshas Bereishis. We mentioned this Ramban in the Hakdama, right in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. And that is, we know there's a big Machloikis Rishonim, where the Shechitas Chulin is a Mitzvah Asei Deiraisa, or it's not a Mitzvah Asei Deiraisa. Many Rishonim hold it's a Mitzvah Asei Deiraisa. Uberoshim, the Rambam and the Chinuch. There are many Rishonim that hold that it's not a Mitzvah Asei Deiraisa. Uberoshim, the Raivir and the Ramban. But the bottom line is, the big Shaila is Shechitas Chulin a Mitzvah Asei or is it not a Mitzvah Asei? On the one hand, the Torah says, Vizavach, Kasher Tzivisicha. On the other hand, you don't have to eat meat if you don't want to. It's not something that you need to do b'kum v'asei. And this is a huge machloikis rishonim. The Ramban and the Chinuch, they both ask on the tzad that there's no mitzvah sasei deraisa to do shchita. So why is it the shoychet when he shecht, he makes a bracha shekid ishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu ala shchita? Why are you making a bracha? If it's a mitzvah, it's a bracha mitzvah. But if it's not a mitzvah, so why are you making a bracha? And the Ramban says that the reason you make a bracha is because tzar balichayim deraisa. And we mentioned l'shoyne azov shalach sam sofer in a rechayim nun dalet, where he says that when the Sheikhid makes the bracha, it's ki'ilu noimar asher kidishanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu l'rachim al abriyos. That really, really, the mitzvah of shchita is not the maisa shchita per se, but it's the sensitivity that we're doing when we go about the shchita. And that is that you have to be sensitive to do it in a way where you're not going to cause tzar. Tzar b'lechem deraisa, the least painful way to go ahead and kill the animal is by doing a shchita. And that's why when you do a shchita, you be mekayim an inyan deraisa l'rachim al abriyos. That's what the mitzvah is. Oh, but Freit the Shalom Meshiv, Freit the Yisrael Shal Natanzin, how could the Neid of Yehuda, and the Void Sagra Shumi also said this, how could they come ahead and say such a chiddush that there's no Tzar Balichayim Deiraisa? If you're killing the animal, they have a raya from the Gemara Chulin Dav Zayin, I hear. It's Keneged Mefurish Rishonim. It's Keneged the Ramban, his Pirish Alatar, and the end of the first parak of Bereshis. It's Keneged the Chinuch and Tof Nun Aleph. L'chayr at first glance, it's a Kushi Atzuma, and the Shalom Meshiv Mamish Bleib Sarachin. Either Ryan Chulin, he deals with it a little bit. But the emes is, there's a tzushtal to this. And that is, there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. And this tshuva is in Chelek Vav. It's tshuva Chav Dalet. Where the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer over there was discussing a whole shayla about Tzar Balichayim. And the shayl wanted to say a chiddush la'alocha based on this Ramban. And based on what's also in the Sefer HaChinuch, and that is, we do shchita in a very sensitive way, and the reason we do shchita in this very sensitive way is to be concerned about the Tzar Balichayim Deiraisa. Says the Chassam Sofer, after he's mefalfel with this a little bit, he says, V'oi, tam zeh da HaChinuch koshal o'imra. This whole tam of the Chinuch is very shver. The imkein dogim v'chagovim, mayik l'meimar. How come when it comes to dogim, fish, and chagovim, grasshoppers, There's no kpeda of how you kill it. Ulamanda amar ain't shchita la'if min ha'tayra. Today's daf. Why are we not sensitive to go ahead and kill the oif in a way where it's not going to... And by the way, even though we saw you have to get to simanim, even if you don't ain't shchita la'if min ha'tayra, but you don't have the halachas of doing it in the sensitive way. Ella said the Chassam Sofer al Karchach ain livnois halacha al dvarim ke'elo. That when it comes to dvarim ke'elo, when you find a rishon that gives a tama mitzvah, it's a very nice thing. There's a hergish, there's a sensitivity. It's a dvar agada. It's emes. But in halacha, sahad nish kaimakim in halacha. Said the Chassam Sofer, it's pasha to me that this svar of the Ramban of Tzar Bali Chaim, it's a time of the krah, but in halacha, ain livnois halacha al dvarim ke'elo. It's that the Noid of Yehuda, if he had an opportunity to be meshiv to the Shoyle Meshiv, I think what he would have told him was, ain livnois halacha al dvarim ke'elo. Because at the end of the day, this is not an area that crosses over to halacha. V'haraya dogim v'chagovim ayikil meymar. V'haraya ein shchita la'oif min ha'teirim ayikil meymar. El al korchach ein livnois halacha al dvarim ke'elo. I think this is an example of where the Noid of Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer, the two G'day Le'olam, shneim nischavnu l'davar echad, that even though you have this Ramban, but it was posh to both of them, these two Horim G'daylim, the Rebbes of Klal Yisrael, that this is the way you go to such a Ramban. It's a Ramban, it makes for good raid. But at the same time, when it comes to halacha, you ain't live no halacha. It's not something you could buy halacha. And if that's the case, it's posh to me that in the world of Tzar Bali Chaim, if you're going to kill the animal, there's no Tzar Bali Chaim. And I have a raya from a Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin. Are you going to ask me a kasha? Are you going to ask me a kasha from the Ramban, which is also a Sefer Achinuch? I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, ain't live no halacha mimenu. This is the first hour. The second R is that there's a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nuntes Amid Beis. The Gemara said, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Adam Arishan Lehuta Loi Basal Achila. Adam Arishan was not allowed to eat basar. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Hine Nosati Lochem Es Kol Esev Asada V'chulu V'chulu. The only thing Adam Arishan was allowed to eat was from the Esev Asada. V'loi Chayas Ha'aretz, right? Not the Chayas Ha'aretz. K'shbo, B'nei Noyach, when the B'nei Noyach came, he tiru lahem, the Ebishto, the Torah was matter them to eat baser. Shenemar, it says, Kol remes asher uchay lochem yiyah la'achlo, b'yerek esev nosati lochem eskoil. So Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, Adam Arishain was a vegan. Adam Arishain was not allowed to eat baser. And again, what's the raya? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Vayomer l'kim, hinei nosati lochem es kol esev zareya zera asher al pnei kol aretz, ves kol eitz asher boi pri eitz zareya zara lochem yil achlo." That's what you're allowed to eat. It's dafke Noach's times, where after Noach comes out of the teva, Hashem tells Noach, "Kol remes asher hu chai lochem yil achlo ki yerek esev nosati lochem es kol." Just like I told Adam Arishon that he's allowed to eat from the yerek, I'm being mad to you if you want to go ahead and you want to eat basar, you can eat basar in the same way that Adam Arishon was allowed to eat Esav. The Ran, in his Chedushei Aran, on that Gemara, in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Nuntes, asks that Ikula Medak, how could it be that Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat basar? We know that there are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach is Eva Menachai. To the extent that Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat basar, so why are we having a conversation about Eva Menachai? Bomb kasha. If Adam Arishon is not allowed to eat basar, then Bechlau Masayim Mona is Eva Menachai. So if Adam Arishon is allowed to eat basar, he just can't eat Eva Menachai. Gevaldik. But you're telling me Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat basar. If he was not allowed to eat basar, how does that shim with the braisa that says Shevin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and one of them was Eva Menachai? Sokduran Adavar Chadash. He says that when Adam Arishon was given the mitzvah of Eva Menachai, the mitzvah actually meant more than just don't eat the Eva Menachai. It meant don't eat the behemah at all. As a matter of fact, what's the makar to the Isra Eva Menachai? Mikol Eitzagan Ochal Toichal, right? Mikol Eitzagan Ochal Toichal. And we learn from there, Veloy Eva Menachai. Really, in Adam Arishon's times, Mikol Eitzagan Ochal Toichal meant you can eat fruit, you can eat vegetables, but you can't eat basar at all. What happened? In Noach's times, the Ebishter said, no, you can eat Kiyarekes of Asada. I'm going to allow you to eat the basar. When Noach was told he was was allowed to eat the basar, at that point there would have been a havamina that the whole iser basar would have gone away. Kamash malan, there's still an iser of basar, albeit even menachai. Abizok deran, there's no way to reconcile. There's no way to make sense that there would be a iser basar and an iser even menachai. Mamonav shach. If you can't eat basar, for sure you can't eat even menachai. The teretz is there was no iser even menachai in the times of Adam Arishan. The iser was don't eat basar. This whole inyan of even menachai was something that really came about in the times of Nayach. Truth is, the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Malachim, another famous Rambam, been handling some classics in the last few days. So the Rambam says, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitztava Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was commanded six mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Giluy Arayis, Gezel, and Dinim. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping a little bit, Hoysef l'noyach evim menachai. When Noyach came around, Noyach got a seventh mitzvah, and that was evim menachai, shenemar achbasa benafshoi domoi loysoi chevo. Nimtzu, between the sixth that Adam Arishan got, and the seventh that Noyach got, sheven mitzvahs, what you're left with is sheven mitzvahs b'nei Noyach. The Rambam says that Adam Arishan was never nitzdava with evim menachai. The whole tzivah of evim menachai was given to, it was given to Noyach. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Pshat is, I don't even think it's a question. He had the Ran's kasha. He didn't understand if the Gemara says mefurish that Adam Arishan wasn't allowed to eat baser, vos pas evim menachai, zok the Rambam, you know what teretz is? Evim menachai taka wasn't given to Adam Arishan. It was given to Noach. We mentioned in the past, could be that's why it's called the Sheven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Why is it not attributed to Adam HaRishon? So there's different mahalchim to this. But it could be because really, Hakol Hoylech Acher Agmar, and the seventh of the Sheven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach was given to the B'nei Noach. It wasn't given to the B'nei Adam HaRishon. So like the Rambam, it's very geschmack why it's called the Sheven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But the bottom line is, the Ran and the Rambam were both muching the same question. And that is, if Adam HaRishon was like Huta Loi Basar, so was past Eva Menachai, the Teretz is, you have to say that there was no Isser Eva Menachai. The Ran says, what do you mean? The Ikud Rasha of Eva Menachai was given to Adam. So you have to say, it was given and then it was tweaked. Eva Menachai is the way we have it today. Initially, it was given as an Isser Basar. The Rambam says, no, Adam HaRishon was only given six. The seven means the six that were given to Adam HaRishon plus the seventh that was given to plus the seventh that was given to Noach. But the tzad hashava between the Rambam and the Ran is that it doesn't make any sense that there could be an Isser Eva Menachai to the extent that there's an Isser Basa. Stating that, it's Yodua, that really Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis already asks this kasha. Ochol toichav loy Eva Menachai. Freig Tosfos. V'od aminu l'kamon. Toli huta lo adam arishan basa l'achila. Does it make sense then that there was an Isser Eva Menachai? Zok Tosfos hainu lahomis v'lecha. That Isser of Basar meant to go ahead and to kill the animal and then to eat it, that's something you're not allowed to do. Avol Mesa Me'elef. If the animal would die by itself, Shaya would be Mutter. V'asa la'afuke Eva Menachai dafilu nofal me'ela v'asar. Zok Tosfos. You want to know how you reconcile the Isser Basar and the Isser of Eva Menachai? It's not fair. The Isser Basar was lahomis v'lecha. But if you would see a dead carcass on the side of the road and you would say, perfect, I have dinner for a week, that's something you were allowed to do. But it has to be dead. If it was alive and it was Eva Menachai, then it would be Aser. So Tosfos says that you could reconcile the Isser Eva Menachai with the Isser Basar. You know how you reconcile it? Because the Isser Basar was Lahamis. But to the extent that it died by itself, there wouldn't be an issue. But here's the point. There was a Heter Achilas Basar Be'etzem. And if that's the case, it makes sense that there would be an Isser Eva Menachai. The truth is, it's very mashma from Rashi Ala Torah, like the Ramban. On this pasuk of Ayomer Elokim, Hine Nosati Lochem, as Kol Esev Zoireya Zera, Asher Al Pnei Kol Aretz, as Kol Eitz Asher Boi Pri Eitz Zoireya Zera, Lochem Yilachal, which is the source that Adam Arisha was not allowed to eat pasuk. Zok Te Elogar Rashi, Hish Velohem, Behemois Vechayas Lamaichal. Veloi Hirsha La Adam Ule Ishtai. But the Torah did not allow Adam and his wife, Lohom is Bria, to kill an animal, Velecho Basar, Tit Basar. Ach, Kol Yerek, Esev Yoichlu Yachakul. Then already hit the lambasner, the maral, others, the medayik b'lishoyne azov shal Rashi. That you see, Rashi said, "V'loy hirshal adam alishtay lahamis priya." That one word lahamis, if you know Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Vav Amidbeis, you know makes the whole difference. Rashi, like Tosfos, is learning that really the iser achilas basar was an iser lahamis to go ahead and to kill it. In other words, we have a huge machlokes rishonim. We have the Rambam and the Ran on the one hand. We have Rashi and Tosfos on the other hand. And that is, what was the Isser Basar that was given to Adam Arishan? According to the Rambam and the Ran, the Isser Basar was an Isser to eat Basar. Full stop. If that's the case, what's Eva Menachai? There was no Eva Menachai. According to the Ran, there was a seventh mitzvah, but the seventh mitzvah wasn't Eva Menachai, it was Basar. According to Ram, there wasn't even a seventh mitzvah. But the bottom line is that as it relates to the Isra Achilas Basar, there's no question there was an Isra Achilas Basar. According to Rashi and Tosfos, there was never an Isra Achilas Basar. It was Lahamis Falachal. But if it was Mesa Me'ala, it would be okay. That's why it was very much Negeya, a seventh mitzvah, the mitzvah of Eva Menachai. If you put it in more lumdisha terms, it sounds like, according to the Rambam and the Ran, the Isser of Amr Abhuda Marav in Sanhedrin and Tesamid Beis was an Isser Achila. There was an Isser to eat Basar. It was Macholis Asuros. It belongs in the Rambam's Kedusha. There was a Macholis Asuros that Adam Arishan had, and that is, you're not allowed to eat Basar. According to Rashi and Tosis, it wasn't a Macholis Asuros. You want to eat Basar? Eat Basar, because what they hate. It was an Isser Lahamis. Lahamis Ulaichla. That's what the Isser is. Chayra, Dvarim, Berurim, Vikilurim. The Shaila is that Bishloim, if it's an Isra Achilos, you understand it. This is the concept of Machalos Asuras. As Jews, we're very familiar with Machalos Asuras. What's this Isra to kill the animals? It's like a funny thing. Where would this even play itself out? What would be the reason behind this? So the truth is, you have to take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban, right there. In the end of the first parak of Parshas Bereshis, the Ramban talks a little bit about this Indian. He says as follows: Ach, habasa lehirshu boy ad bnei noach kedas Rabbi Seinu. Basa was something that the bnei noach were first allowed to eat, but in the times of other Marishan was not okay. V'pshutei shel mikra. If you read the psukim pshutei shel mikra, again those words have different meaning. In the world of Chumashir, it's so clear that that's what's going on over here in the Pesukim. V'hayozeh, says Ramban, let me tell you why. Mipnei, shnebalei nefesh atenua, yeshlem k'tzas maila benafshan. Because living beings have a little bit of a mailas anefesh. Nidmu bala balei anefesh amaskelas. They're similar to intelligent beings. V'yeshlem b'chira. They have some level of free will. B'tayvasam, to try to make sure that their life is good. U'b'mizaynei seyen. V'yivruchu menatzar v'amisa. They feel pain. They are afraid of death. The Kasha Chotu, says the Ramban, it's for that reason we have to be sensitive to the life of an animal. You can't just go ahead and kill an animal, because an animal is a bal nefesh, right? It has ktsas maila benafsham. They're similar to bali nefesh amaskeles. They have some level of bechira. Not toiv and ra, but b'toivos and b'zoynesayim. They know how to be b'reach menatzar u'menamisa. They have a certain level of intelligentsia, right? They have something that makes them choshev that you shouldn't be able to go ahead and kill it, right? The Kuzari says there's four levels of life. There's doimem tzoymeach chai medaber. The bal chai is not a medaber, but he's also not a doimem and a tzoymeach. He's level 3 out of 4. That's not bad, right? So at the end of the day, he has something going for him. Stating that, Dr. Ramban, when the world sinned, and because that David said, I'm wiping out everything. And why was the world saved? It was only because of Noach that David decided to keep the world alive. David gave permission to Noach to go ahead and to shecht and to eat. Because their whole existence is only because of man, and it's for that reason now man has some level of dominion over it. And by the way, if you fear the Ramban, it's at the end of this Ramban that he mentions Sabra Ali Chaim, and he says, and that's what the Ramban was referring to. But the bottom line is, Dr. Ramban, that a behemoth is not nothing. That's the inyan of Tsar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. And that's why, be'etzem, in a perfect world, to go ahead and to kill an animal to eat it, that's not something that you'd be allowed to do. The only reason that man was allowed to kill the animal is because the whole existence of the animal is only because of man. Because the Eibush was ready to destroy the world, and it was Bavur Noach. So now Noach Taika, who just saved all the animals, now you have shlit over the animals. And if you want a steak dinner, you have a right to do it. That's something that you're going to be allowed to do. But up until this point, you were not allowed to kill an animal. It's not something you were allowed to do. Why? Because they have a nefesh. Now, it's not the same nefesh as the nefesh of Adam, but yeshlam ktsas maila benafshon. The nidbuba, similar to the bali nefesh amaskelas, they have a level of bechira, b'toivasam, b'zayin yoseyam. They know how to be merech miyat tsar min amiso, and it was because of this It was because of this, there was an idea that if you want to go ahead and kill it, you wouldn't be allowed to kill it. But the emissary is like this. I'm going to end with this. The Rishonim, in another place, talk about this idea much more by Richas. And this is in Parshas Achrimais, in what's quickly becoming maybe our favorite Parsha in the Torah, for sure, in Parshas Achrimais. And that is the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz. So in the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz, which was the topic of Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, so the Torah says that a person not allowed to go ahead and Shecht Bachutz. Ready for this pasuk? Val Pesach Oyomoy Loy Heviyo. Kachem 101. Lahakriv Karbin Lashem Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. If a person's going to go ahead and he's going to Shecht Bachut Zok the Torah, Dom Yechoshev Lo Ishahu, Dom Shafach Vinichrasa Ha'ishahu Mikaravami. If someone's going to Shecht an animal Bachutz, Dom Yechoshev Lo Ishahu, Dom Shafach. Zok Rashi. What does it mean, Dom Yechoshev? Kishoifech Dam Ha'odom Shem Ischai Ben Afshai. Dam Yechoshev. We're going to view this person literally as if he's a Shoifech Dam. If somebody Shechts an animal Bachutz, we view him as if he's a Shoifech Dam. The Ramban doubles down a little bit. The Ramban says, V'tam Dam Yechoshev. Mi Maisa Bereshis. Go back to the beginning of time. What happened at the beginning of time? Man was not allowed to kill an animal. Yoimar, hine b'chol balichayim, zulasi adam, asisi damim kemayim aluchumim kiglal. After the Mabul, I allowed you to go ahead and now treat the dam of everything but a human being, kemayim. Kemoshna amak kiyerek esev nosati lechem eskoil. Avol, im yishchot michutz lamachne, yichoshev kishoifech damim. But if you're going to go ahead and you're going to shech the animal, you're going to be kishoifech damim. Where does it say anything in the world about killing an animal being a shoifech damim? Go back to Maisa Bereshis, Dr. Ramban. Go back to Parshas Bereshis and Noach, which the Ramban over there referred to as the Pshutai Shlomikra of the Psukim. Adam Rishon was not allowed to kill an animal. He wasn't not allowed to eat the animal. He wasn't allowed to kill the animal. And it was only B'schus Noach that he was allowed to. Zok the Eibishta, I'm giving you parameters of when you're allowed to. But if you're going to violate those parameters, Avlim Yishchot Michutz, Yechashev Kishoifich Damim. If you're not persuaded, listen to the Lashon of the Tor. So can you do it? There's the Balei Tor Malatera that was written by the Tor. There's also the Pirush HaTor HaArech, right? Which you have to have. But the Tor HaArech, and very often he brings the Rambans and explains them. Dam Shofach. This is in Parshas Noach. V'hitil l'Noach l'ham is Balei Chayim. And the Eibishter allowed Noach to kill all the Balei Chayim. Zulas ha'adam, with the exception of man. Amar, this is what the Torah says. Avol, im lo itasu behem k'moishu tzivisicho. If you're not going to kill the animal in the way that I commanded you to kill it, right, is that a play on Shechita? K'moishu tzivisicho, ki'ilu loy hutru. It's as if it was never mutter. V'nisharu be'isir harishon sha'asarti la'adam kol bali chayim la'amisam. It's mefurish in the Torah. The Torah says that what the Ramban means to mean, he's paraphrasing the Ramban. What the Ramban means to, he brings it around. What the Ramban means to say is that the original Isser of Shvichas Domin was not only for people. The original Isser of Shvichas Domin Be'etzim was true for animals as well. Norvas, animals became mutter for the reason that the Ramban explained. But to the extent that you're not going to do it in the right way, so now you're getting involved in Shvichas Domin. The truth is, if you go back to Parshas Noach, listen to these psukim. Kol remes asher uchay l'cham yeh l'acha. Noach just emerged from the teva. And Hashem tells Noach, to eat all the animals. Kiyerek esev nasati lechem eskel. Ach, basav and avshu domad lo yisachel. Don't eat even menachai. Additionally, v'ach, es dimchem l'navshu yisachem edresh. If someone's going to kill a person, I'm going to go after him. Miyad kol chay edreshenu. Even if an animal kills a person, I'll go after the animal. U'miyad ha'odam miyad ish ochid edresh es nefesh ha'odam. Because shoyfech dam ha'odam ba'odam domi yishofech. Ki b'tzalam alakim ases ha'odam. What's shaykhis? What does one have to do with the other? What does the fact that you can eat animals have to do with shoyfech dam ha'odam ba'odam domi yishofech? Noach comes out of the teva. The Eibishter tells Noach, I have good news and bad news. The good news is steak dinner, right? The bad news is, if you kill a person, what does one have to do with the other? Zokt Rashmi, v'aches dimchem, v'af al pishe hitarti lochem netilas neshama bebehema. Even though I just told you you're allowed to kill a behema, as dimchem edrish me'ah shevich dam atzmoi. Or if you go ahead and you kill another person, the smichus is because once upon a time there was an issa shvichas damim, not only on the person, on behemoth as well. Noyach's chiddush is that he's allowed to shecht. He's allowed to go ahead and kill. You would have taken it a little bit too far. Kamash Malon, you're not going to take it too far. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is what's mavur from the Ramban in Parshas Bereishis and the Ramban in Parshas Achrimos and the Torah Arach in Parshas Achrimos. And by the way, Rabbeinu Bechaya says it in Parshas Achrimos and the Sforna says it in Parshas Achrimos. And really, this is an idea that's mavur in the Gedolei Rishonim that there's an element of Shvichas Damim that related once upon a time very, very much to the behemoth. That is Pasha, what the beer is. In Shittas, Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Chumash, Pashas, Bereishis, Tosfos, Sanhedrin, and Vav, and Beis, that the Isser of Basar, that Rav Yudah Marav was talking about, Sanhedrin and Tes, that Adam Arishan, Lehutu, Leh, Basar, Vachilo, it wasn't an Isser Machalos Asuris, it was an Isser Lahamus, Lahamus Velecha. What's this Isser Lahamus Velecha? It's this Isser Shvichas Dabim, that's what's going on over here. In other words, we have a Chlorim Machloikis Rishonim. What's the gather of the Isser? Was it Macholus Asurois? Or was it Isser Shvichas Damim? Does this fall into the Rambam's Kedusha? Or does this fall into the Rambam's Nezikin? What Chelik in Rambam do you take this Halacha and you plug it into? From the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Malachim and the Ran in Sanhedrin and Vavam Abeis, it's Mashma that was Machalos Asurais. From Rashi in his Pirush HaLatayr, Bereishis Perek Aleph and Toisvis, Sanhedrin and Vavam Abeis, it's Mashma, it's an Isser Shvichas Damim. What would be the Gedra of an Isser Shvichas Damim by the Hema? That's the Rambanis Pirush HaLatayr. That's the Rishonim in the Sugya of Shchutei Chutz. There's an idea of Dam Shafach, even when it comes to an animal. But the emes is, I think, maybe, Lulei de Mistafina, what emerges from this raid is a huge chiddush. Because the Rishonim and the Torah Aruch said it so clearly, are saying that Isser of once upon a time that existed, that you're not allowed to kill a behemoth, could exist even bizmanenu. You would have thought that as soon as the Mabul came, it got washed away with all the waters. But you see, not that way. The Torah says again that even though Hitl and Noyach Lahomis Balichayim, Zulas Ha'adam, Avalim Leitasu Behem Kemoishitzi Visicha, Ki Ilu Loihutru, Vinisharu Beisir Harishin Shasarti La'adam Ka Balichayim Lamisa, Vareata Ki Ilu Shoifichdam, and right now, and that's the Yisoid of this Shchutei Chutz of Dam Shofach, that's this Indian over here, Dam Yichoshe, because there's an element of Shvichas Damim. If that's the case, maybe this is another neufech that we have to add to that tshuva of the Noida Yehuda. Where the Noida Yehuda was discussing to Gumfricht Oppenheim, and he wants to know, is it okay to hunt or is it not okay to hunt? And the Noida Yehuda said, you have to cheshmin tsar balichayim, and you have to cheshmin bal tashchis, and you have to cheshmin v'nishmartim ma'ilin av sheisechem. And what about the fact that the only two hunters I ever found were Nimrod and Esav, and Rav Reuven Margolis' bomb ha'arif from David HaMelech in two places, on Sanhedrin Tzadikei and Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin, notwithstanding. But the bottom line is that the Yehuda was coming to unravel every element that every Knetcher could possibly come up with, pro and con, in terms of hunting. Is this something that's okay? Is this something that's not okay? Could be there's a cheshbon that to the extent that you just want to go ahead and you want to kill an animal for fun, and you're not doing it kasher tzivisicha, you're not even doing it la'achla, like Hashem told Noach, if you want to do a la'achla, this is something that you'd be allowed to do. Maybe there's even an element, an abizrayu ben benoy shel abizrayu of shvichas damim, going back to that iser harishon that we know existed post Matan Torah. Now you know it from the Rishonim in Parshas Achrimos, the Rishonim in Vayirka Perek Yud Zayin, which tied into the raid on Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. But either way, Ein Beis Medrash Balei Chiddush, and we will stop here.